95.9 The Fox, First Thing Fairfield County. I'm Alan, and we got a cool show coming our way on Friday night, April 5th at the Bijou Theater in Bridgeport. It's Return of the Comet. It's members of the legendary Fraley's Comet, and with me right now is founding member and bassist John Regan. How's it going, John?
Hey, Alan. Good morning. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thank you for doing this. Now, this band, this is a brand new band. You guys were all a part of Fraley's Comet, but not at the exact same time.
Exactly. This is like a family reunion. That's the way we're looking at it. And we're basically just getting together to celebrate the work we did as members of Fraley's Comet. And then even after that in the Ace Frehley band from the years 84 to 1990. And everyone in the band either, it was a combination of either co-produced, pardon me, recorded, performed, or wrote all the music. So we're looking forward to getting back on stage and playing some songs that actually a couple have never even been played out live before. So early rehearsals, we're having a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. So this is all stuff from that exclusive time period.
Yeah, from the inception of Fraley's Comet, which is 1984, right through 1990. And that's what we're going to be focusing on this particular run. You know, if it has legs and it gets the reception that the warm reception we hope it's going to get, then we'll delve into some later stuff probably.
And I think we get the very first show of the tour.
You do.
Oh, wow.
You do. That's excitement abounding and nerves. But that always makes for a good show, I've found. You got to be a little bit on edge, and it kind of makes for a good rock and roll if you're a little bit nervous.
Well, we know you know how to play it. I think we have the confidence that you'll be able to perform your bass duties.
Well, you have more confidence in it than I do, but I'm glad you do. Nah, we'll get up there and give it our best shot. And again, it's just and revisiting some of these songs from over 30 years ago and putting a fresh take on it now with Richie Scarlett and Todd Howarth playing. It's a very interesting combination. You've got that hard edge from Richie and the melodic side from Todd, and it works really well together. And then we've got Steve Budgie Warner on drums, who was in Ace's band for many years. So it's a nice family reunion.
And I believe, other than Ace, you were I think you might have been the only member of Fraley's Comet for the entire duration of the band.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you were there for all of it. So you're bringing it all Friday night, April 5th, to the Bijou.
We'll be there, I think that everybody's going to be really pleasantly surprised with the scope of the material and just the energy on stage. It's great stuff, and I'm honored to be able to bring it back to a live stage again.
And while you were a member of Fraley's Comet, you were also doing double duty with Peter Frampton at the same time.
Well, yes, I started working with Peter, who's a dear friend, in 1979. And really, the beginnings of Fraley's Comet started. Peter, we toured from 79 to 83, and then Peter took a couple of years off. And, you know, everybody had bills to pay, so he kept working. And I happened to run into Ace at a studio of a good friend of mine, Crazy Joe Renda in White Plains. And Ace had just gotten out of Kiss, and I was on hiatus from Frampton. And we decided to get together with Anton Figg and jam up at Ace's house in Connecticut. And that was kind of the beginning of Fraley's Comet. It went on from there. And, you know, we basically got going in 84, put the band together, and continued on until about 1990.
So it began in Connecticut. Do you remember which town?
Wilton. Ace had a house in Wilton, Connecticut.
Oh, that's like about 10 minutes from where you're going to be playing on the 5th.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's funny. He used to live next door to, oh my God, I think Dave Brubeck lived next door. Ace used to get these gigantic airplanes and load them with bombs and fly them over people's houses and drop bombs on their roof. In an otherwise idyllic, you know, Connecticut countryside, except for Ace dropping bombs on your house.
We're talking with John Regan, the bassist for Return of the Comet, former members of Fraley's Comet, coming to the Bijou Theater in Bridgeport on Friday night, April 5th. You were talking about Peter Frampton. Are you still in touch with him? Because he just announced his farewell, plus his current illness that he's going through.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always stayed in touch. I basically was in Peter's band from 79 to 2000, the end of 2010, when he ended up the next year doing a 35th anniversary of Frampton Comes Alive. And the only, sadly, the only other band member other than Peter still with us was the bass player. And, you know, he called up, he goes, I want to do a tour. And wanted to ask Stanley to play. I said, absolutely, he should be there. So, but we still keep in touch. Peter has got a great, great attitude right now. And if anybody is going to be able to come through this health trials that he's going through, it'll be him. And no matter what he chooses to do, it's going to be great. I know he's recording as much as he possibly can, so there'll be a lot of music coming from Peter in the years to come.
And in addition, obviously, Peter Frampton, Fraley's Comet, I mean, your list of credits is incredible. You've played with Dave Edmunds and Stephen Stills, John Waite, Scandal, David Lee Roth, Billy Idol, but this is the most amazing thing to me. You're the bassist on the Mick Jagger, David Bowie Dancing in the Street?
I am, yeah. What an honor that was. I got called in from another Connecticut resident, Nile Rodgers, one of my favorite.
Who's also, that's time. In Westport. He's right next to Wilton, right near Bridgeport. It all comes together.
It's like 6 degrees of separation. We're all connected, absolutely. Well, Nile is one of my absolute favorite producers, and I got a call that they wanted, basically it was a session that they needed a bass part replaced on, and I didn't know what it was for, but if Nile called, I'm going to be there. And I got down to the studio in New York, and it was for Dancing in the Streets. They had a bass part on there that they wanted to recut. So I walked into the studio, and it was just it was amazing. And then lo and behold, who comes into the studio while we're getting ready to cut the track was Mick Jagger himself. And that was a day, obviously, I'll never forget.
Wow. I thought they recorded that. Did they record it together? Did they do their parts separately? Do you have any idea how that came together?
I don't know, because by the time I got there, it was probably about 80% done.
Okay.
So I'm not sure whether they cut their vocals in England, whether they laid the basic tracks down in England, but we replaced the bass part in New York. But Mick was there for it, and one of my most treasured memories, it was one of the first times that I had ever done something and gotten it in one take, which is pretty rare for me.
Oh, wow.
But I was concentrating really hard on doing the best job I could, obviously, but we were recording the bass part, and I was in the control room with Nile, and as the track was going down, I could catch a glimpse in my peripheral vision of Mick dancing around behind me like a kid on Christmas morning, and it hit me, there's a reason he is who he is. This man loves music. There was no audience, but he was up there just jumping around as if there were 50,000 people in front of him.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a great day. I mean, I still pinch myself when I think about how fortunate I've been to get to work with people that I only dreamt of ever meeting, let alone play with them.
And then you're also credited on a track on the Stones' Dirty Work album.
Yeah, I got a call from Mick. I was in the studio, the same studio that I met Ace in White Plains, and everybody was busting my chops after Dancing in the Streets, you know. Big shot now. You know the way everybody gives you a hard time. So I'm in the studio working on another record, and a call came down, and, you know, it said it was Mick Jagger. I said, you got to be kidding me. So actually, that was for to come in and play on Dirty Work. Yeah.
Yep.
Because then later on, I got a call at home when I was on tour with Stephen Stills to come down and audition after Bill Wyman left the band.
Oh, wow.
That was another... it's kind of hard after something like that happens to top it.
Sure. Absolutely.
To be in the rehearsal studio with all of them, and I got to call the songs for 2 hours, and that was just the... as high of a high point as I could get. But, yes, Mick did call. To get back to your original question, I digress there. Mick called up and asked if I'd come down and put a couple tracks down on the Dirty Work album. And that was an amazing day. And it was amazing because he and Keith were feuding.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's when they were at their, they were like feuding publicly and everything.
They were feuding publicly. So we get into the studio, Right Track on 48th Street, and Right Track basically has an elevator that you have to buzz in and go up to the second floor. And so we get in there about 10 o'clock at night, they put up Winning Ugly first. So I put a bass part on that. After they let me listen, by the way, to the bass parts that Bill had played and that Ronnie Wood had played and that Keith had played. And that was like intimidation 101. It's like, well, what the hell am I going to do here? But fortunately, I played and they liked it, and it ended up on the record. And then we moved on to One Hit to the Body, and I just put, which is probably my favorite track on that record, I put a middle section in, and a phone call came into the studio at around midnight that Keith was on his way down to the studio, and he wasn't in a good mood. So they literally shut that session down in about a minute and a half, and I think we might have escaped through the roof exit so that we didn't run into Keith on the way down.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
It was something out of a movie right there.
We're talking to John Regan, Return of the Comet, members of Fraley's Comet, coming to the Bijou Theater in Bridgeport Friday, April 5th. We're getting the first show of the tour. It's a new band. The first gig ever, really.
First gig ever. Yep, exactly. It's our Shakedown Cruise. And there's always something really special about a first night. So we can't wait to see everybody. And I understand, I haven't played that venue, but I understand it's a great place to play.
Oh, yeah. It's a historic, you know, an old school theater that's been around for a long time. So they, like, you know, it's got that, the architecture to it and everything. So it's going to be a very cool night.
Well, it's too bad we're going to tear the walls out of the place. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. We can't wait for the show. It's going to be just a great time. John, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me.
Alan, thank you, and thanks everybody at the station for your support. Without you guys, we wouldn't get to do what we love, so I appreciate it.